Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mike McDowell. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a trivia question. Today's trivia theme is miscellaneous trivia and a few things I think maybe we'll talk about, even though we will be introducing our guest in the next segment. Bill Belichick, I heard he might be ready to leave UNC already. I don't know.
No, I haven't heard that. Would you hear this?
I probably read it on the internet somewhere. I don't know. I think they were talking on some sports show. And then the Giants are, I think they already signed Verlander, a 1 year, $15 million contract. I always wonder why the Giants always catch pitchers towards the end of their career. And you're too young for this, but I remember when they signed Sam McDowell in the early 1970s, and he was already toward the end of his career. And then Sam Darnold. Now, we're recording the show on Tuesday, and Monday, the Vikings got kind of thrashed, just like the Lions thrashed them. You know, I wonder, he's going to sign. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I'm sorry. I mean, I'll leave the big show, but Sam McDowell, they used to say, oh, is that Sam McDowell, your old man? No, I'm a McDowell, not McDowell. That's number one. Number two. Here's the deal. Sam Darnold, I don't want to tell you what happened to him, but the Rams defense absolutely annihilated him. And I don't want
Nine
to be, I want, I'm going to save that teaser because what they did to him last night is an embarrassment.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to be able to take the pressure. You know, only one time did he step up through the pocket to be able to complete a pass, which was a very difficult pass to make. But anyway, and when we come back, Mike, you've got a special guest for us. Tell the audience his name, and then we'll cut off the break and come right back. Who's going to be our guest?
Guest? We don't need no stinking guests. Yeah. he's okay. I understand.
It took too long. We have to go to break now. Stay with us, audience.
Yeah, Justice. He's a big deal.
Okay. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance. With state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is. So you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Mike McDowd. And Mike, who is our extra, not just our special guest, our extra special guest.
Oh, no, no, no. He's a big deal. Big deal. And I'm very, you know, I could be a jokester, but I have to be a little bit sincere. His name is Kent Justice. What a great name. The guy should be playing hoops or basketball, but Kent Justice, which I, Kent, I love your name, man, is
me
a
too.
Very
thanks.
Distinct.
He's a of the Braves.
No relation. Yeah.
Yankees. Okay.
No relation.
I do have an uncle, David Justice. Not the same one. Different David Justice, but yeah.
You may recognize the name Kent Justice. He hails from the beautiful Bay Area, and we'll get into that a little bit more. But he is a distinguished and well, a clever, crafted news anchor in the city of Jacksonville, Florida. But, you know, besides news, he kind of does it all. He's been a longtime sportscaster. He wants to talk sports and we'll talk about his he's not a one-trick pony at all. He does he anchors, what, the 6, 10, 11 p.m. Newscast? And on top of the fact, he handles politics, business. I mean, this guy does it all. And Kent, you were away for a while, but Edward asked, so tell me about Kent. I'm all, Kent's a big deal. He's a big deal. But, Kent, hey, man, not only are you a big deal, you're a super good guy. I've had the pleasure of knowing you last few years. And listen, I'm going to say this right now. There's people in broadcasting who are jackasses. This is one of the good guys. Apparently, I admire him as a person. His work ethic is second to none. He's got two careers besides being a news anchor. Kent, welcome to the show. Yeah. Thanks for coming on Sports Econ 101, heard coast to coast, border to border, and around the globe.
Welcome. Yeah, I appreciate it. When you first gave me the idea, hey, do you want to be part of this? I'm like, yes, because we get to talk about so many different things. And certainly on the sports side, the reason I got into journalism at all was recognizing as that 14-year-old tallest kid on the basketball team in high school and realizing my position was left bench. Okay, I'm not going to be a professional athlete. How do I stay involved in something that I love? And that led to the journalism part. That led to writing, not just the school newspaper, but there in the San Francisco area, used to be three papers that were all connected to the Oakland Tribune, the Hayward Daily Review, the Fremont Argus. And as a high schooler, I got a job. Basically, I made friends with one of the reporters who was covering our high school games. And he said, hey, you know, basketball games are Wednesdays, Fridays, Tuesdays, Thursdays. You want to come in? We could use somebody to man the phones. And that first journalism job was literally taking like badminton scores over the phone, typing the little agate font, you know, the tiny print into the newspaper for publication the next day. But it was a great intro to just telling stories. And that's what I've learned just about me over the span of this career is that I love telling stories. And the transition that I took from being a sportscaster into news was, gosh, you know what? As much as I love sports, maybe I tell stories that make more of a difference than touchdowns, tackles, and turnovers, runs, hits, errors. And that transition, it's a while ago now, we can get into that, but that transition also allowed me to go back into being just a complete sports fan. And certainly for a guy who grew up, I was born in San Leandro, right next to Oakland, so I grew up loving the big three for Oakland sports teams, the Warriors, the Raiders, the A's. And boy, is that a roller coaster, because at various times they are the worst in the league. See the Raiders right now, see the A's right now. And eventually they're just going to leave your town anyway. So it's a painful thing, even with some world championships or league titles thrown in there over the last 50 years.
Mm-hmm. As you can see, Kent has no problem filling airtime, so I love it.
I thought you gave me the green light, man. I thought, okay, go.
Go, yeah, exactly.
Kent, something came over me. You said you're a Raiders, A's, and Warriors fan. And you were a kid. Don't you remember the magical memories of the A's winning world championships? Be the Raiders, Stabler, Biletnikoff, all those cast of characters. This era can never be duplicated again. Tell us about that. Those childhood memories. They're amazing, aren't they?
Yeah. So born there in San Leandro, late 60s. And so really as a kid, I'm growing up in the midst of three straight World Series championships by the A's. The 10 years of John Madden being the coach of the Raiders. The 75 championship for the Warriors when they beat Washington in the NBA Finals, and nobody cared, by the way.
I was there.
And then and then just, you know, not really having that that experience in life to know how really cool that was, that all three of your big sports teams have won championships really close together. But really the thing that drew me in was 1980, Billy Martin, Ricky Henderson, and all of a sudden I'm like, I can't get enough of baseball. It was so fun to watch. I cannot get enough of baseball. And honestly, it was the announcer that was doing those three teams. It was all at the same time. Bill King, he's doing Raiders. He was doing Warriors, screaming at the officials every game. And so poetic in the things that he would draw in when he was calling a baseball game. I mean, suddenly he's talking about Russian literature. I'm like, I can learn something here while enjoying the fantastic sports that the Bay Area has to offer. Now, East Bay sports guy, but could I appreciate Joe Montana in the day? Jerry Rice and Steve Young? Absolutely. Could I get behind the Giants, especially the early 2000 run there? Every other year, they're winning the World Series again. But my heart really was on those Oakland teams. And even though they've all left the city of Oakland now, I still cheer for them. I can't get rid of it. I tried. I tried and tried and tried with the Raiders. Get me out of here. Moving to L.A. Oh, they're back in Oakland. Oh, they're moving to Las Vegas. I've tried. I just can't get rid of it.
You know, it's interesting. Even though, you know, I live in the North Bay, and yet now I'm older than you. So it was, you know, the 72, 73, 74 World Series are just fresh in my mind because I was, you know, just a young teenager during that time. And so, and we were always big Oakland Raider fans. And the 49ers, you know, John Brody, you know, I mean, we it's like, you know, Gene Washington. Yeah, we could root for, I mean, he was awesome. But the San Francisco 49ers were just nothing during that time. Yeah. And even the Raiders were really, ever since Will Chamberlain left. Go ahead.
Edward, John Brody had a heck of a career. He's just on crappy teams. That guy should be in the Hall of Fame. Look at his stats. He's seriously, I love that guy. I grew up with him. You know, Kent mentioned the legendary Bill King, one of the greatest play-by-play guys in the history of the world. But I don't remember the line. What did he say? Something, hey, Madden, you can't believe it's real. It's in Israel. Madden, get your big butt over here. It's lines of the history of man.
Talking about the watermelon smile on Madden's face. Yeah. So good.
Hey, you guys, Kent, do you remember when the Warriors won their championship?
I was pretty young. You're talking about 75, Rick Barry.
Yeah.
I don't remember many details, just the excitement of, oh, our team won, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. No, I remember.
It wasn't the Oakland Coliseum because it was sold out because they didn't think the Warriors were going to be there. So the Ice Capades had it for like a week. So they played the championship game. They won the championship at the Cow Palace.
Which takes us back to
Washington Bullets, four straight, and they weren't expected to even win. Tell you what, hey guys, we're going to go to our first commercial trivia question here. And again, as a reminder, Kent, don't answer quite yet. When we come back, we'll see if you know. All right, we've got just a few different trivia questions here. One of them is, which is the most visited country in the world? So I guess this is like a tourist question. Which is the most visited country in the world? And it's not Greenland yet. Okay? So that's my hint. All right, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, and Mike, you always have to be looking at the cameras when we have a five-second break. And our special guest, Kent Justice. All right. All right. Here we go. Here's our first trivia question. We just have too much fun here. Which is the most visited country in the world? Kent, what do you think?
Yes. Do I get to go first?
This seems obvious.
I see people who visit the United States everywhere. They come from all sorts of different countries. I'm saying the United States of America.
Hey, that was close. Okay, Mike, what do you think? Were you going to say the same thing?
Well, it's not Canada, so let's forget them. They're out.
Nobody visits Canada.
Let's go with Kent's second. Let's go with Italy. I don't know. Everybody loves Italy.
No, in fact, it's funny because in the rest of this trivia question, it says, by the way, the answer is not the USA, Spain, or Italy. It's France.
France.
I guess everyone goes to visit the Eiffel Tower. All right.
Have either of you visited France? Have you been to the Eiffel Tower?
I have. And you know what's really funny? I'm not a big guy on heights. And yep. I accidentally went to the top thinking I was just going to the second level.
Accidentally.
Where am I? You know, have you ever been up there to the top?
Yeah.
That thing is pretty scary. I mean, you look down, you're all, sure. That's like a mile down or something.
So you didn't ask for this, but more trivia. I turned 21 in Paris, France, 1989. And by the way, we're walking all over I've been studying abroad. I've been in Europe for 3 months. I'm walking all over the place on my birthday saying, pardon, où est le Hard Rock Cafe? Because there were t-shirts that said Hard Rock Cafe Paris. There was no Hard Rock Cafe in Paris. There were just t-shirts. So we spent all day looking for the Hard Rock. And ended up eating at who knows who's hole-in-the-wall restaurant. I'm sure it was fantastic French cuisine.
All right, now I'm kind of curious now because, as Mike says, you're kind of a jack of all trades. So, in addition to doing sports news, are you news anchor now or sports anchor?
Yeah,
news anchor. Okay, you're also doing financial advising, and you're also a pastor.
Yeah,
and you roll that all up.
Sure. Yeah. So. The news media business, as you gentlemen probably understand, very subjective. And so I got in, my first broadcast TV job was in 1990. And in those almost 35 years, three different times there's been, hey, Kent, you know, your contract's up and you're a nice guy, but we don't like the shape of your eyebrows anymore. You know, whatever the explanation was. So after that happened, the most recent time was back in 2009. And after that happened, I landed on my feet and got the job as a news anchor here in Jacksonville, but also kind of decided, you know what, I'm not going to allow my family to be at the whims of a corporation or a boss or whoever to say, hey, we're not sticking around with you anymore. Because that 14 months without income was awful. And so I was just looking for another way to kind of build into our family's financial health, and had an opportunity because my TV job is later in the day. It's 2:30 in the afternoon until midnight. Found an opportunity to get licensed and start working with people and start helping people on financial planning. And then 4 years ago, it was really kind of out of the blue. Faith, very important to me and my family, and just kind of out of the blue, we ended up starting a church here in the Jacksonville area. Sure. And just we're kind of, you know, at that point, we're just kind of like, you know what? If God is doing this, we don't want to miss it. We'll move that way. And then the next thing I know, my calendar is full every moment of every day.
Okay, thanks. So how do you, because I know, like, I've got a friend of mine who's a pastor, and it's a fairly small church, and he does like cybersecurity insurance. So that's like full-time job. So he balances those two. But he also doesn't do any news anchor. So how do you, how many attendees at your church, how big is your congregation?
In these 4 years, it's grown to about 400 every Sunday.
I mean, that's pretty serious, because, you know, how do you balance that with, you know, being able to spend time with people, right?
Right.
I know. Good question.
Yeah, it's been a lifelong lesson for Kent Justice to go, I think I've bit off more than I could chew. How am I going to reconfigure things? Because you only have so many hours in a day, so much energy you can give. But certainly have kind of worked hard on being able to manage those things. And part of it's expectations for myself. Part of it's just making sure that I keep my priorities in line.
And by the way, you have a family too, so you got to get that time in. Yeah, go ahead,
Mike. That's exactly what I'm referencing. I'm going to make sure that my family comes first in all these situations. But yeah, Edward, I appreciate asking about that. It's a lot, but it's fulfilling, because certainly from my perspective as a news anchor, as a journalist, providing value for our community, and especially here in Florida, because part of that is, hey, there's a hurricane coming. We need to make sure you're safe. Hey, I'm covering downtown and what's going on in city government. This affects your pocketbook. You know, I mean, there are all these different ways that as a journalist, you can make an impact on people's lives. And I really believe doing that journalism job the right way, which is right down the middle, not to be on the right or the left or partisan or have an agenda. My agenda as a journalist is, hey, let me gather information. I'll even show you how I'm gathering it, and then allow you to use your brain and make some decisions on your own. But there's a big benefit for our community to do that. Certainly, I see that you know, we're helping people. The president of our company that does financial planning, I mean, it is all about the customer or client. And really, we call them family members, because the only decision we're making is whatever's best for you and going to relieve some of that stress that we can have from money and knowing what the future holds and trying to plan those things out. And then on the pastoring side, that's where you're just pouring your life into somebody else to try and make a difference. So that makes it worth it for being exhausted at the end of a day, at the end of a week, at the end of a month, at the end of a year. You're like, okay, that's worth it, because you're making a difference in people's lives.
Yeah, good, Mike.
And one thing I gotta say, and this is where you say, hey, a little Matthew 19:26, all things are possible with God. And you know, the reason I mention this is, and your story is really significant. You're a hardworking guy, but perhaps the most interesting element for me is the fact that you are a pastor. We don't talk about faith on shows like this because, oh no, that's taboo, but we're going to. And, you know, it's great. You're a news anchor. You're a husband, a father. And in the news business, often we become a little jaded. As a pastor, you have to have a heart for your flock, for your, you know, for people.
Yeah.
How do you bring that heart after all the garbage that you see in this world to people? Because people are broken, and man, they come to you for, you know, you're the guy who guides them with comfort and kindness and care.
Certainly not the guy with all the answers, but I think there's a lot of power in transparency. And I think at the end of the day, what you or I need from somebody is to be seen and to be connected with. And so there are those same kinds of ups and downs as a pastor as there are covering the news. As a journalist, I've seen two different people die right in front of me covering an event. One was a rodeo event. One was a basketball game. Where a player died right there on the court, and you go, ooh, that, yeah, I mean, it, and that changes you. But at the same time, as a pastor, just a couple of months ago, somebody that we had been counseling and coaching and trying to cheer on took his own life. And you deal with those things, and you go, wow, what people need is other people sincerely, transparently, to be there next to them, to walk through those tough things in life. And man, it is so fun celebrating the good stuff with people. But you and I really remember when I was at my low point, who was it who was really there for me? Who was it who was, and again, not to have all the answers. I certainly didn't have very good answers when this friend took his life a couple months ago. But to be able to say to his family, I don't know what to say, but I'm here with you and we'll walk through this with you. That's huge, right?
Well,
that's,
you know, the crazy thing. Okay, so you're in Florida and I'm in California, and the new president that's going to be coming into office, in generally speaking, in Florida, they're probably celebrating, and here in California, the psychiatrists are offering lots of drugs for people. You know, so it's a little crazy on that. And by the way, I want to make one quick thing before we go to break here. So you mentioned about the financial planning, and I appreciate the fact that you just, you know, came right out and just said, you know, you do what's best for your clients. So many years ago when I had my Series 7, the whole ethics thing was you always do what's best for your clients, right? And I hear these ads on TV for or on the radio about, you know, oh, and we're a fiduciary, and that means we have to do what's in our client's best interest. And I'm thinking, are you telling me if you weren't a fiduciary, you wouldn't put your clients first? But that's the whole idea. Hello? Okay. You guys ready for our second commercial break? All right. Who is the only corner, not quarter, but cornerback to win the Super Bowl MVP? That's an interesting one. All right. Who is the only cornerback to win the Super Bowl MVP? All right. Don't say anything yet. When we come back, we'll see if you know the answer to that. Stay with us, audience. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Do not touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance. With state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is. So you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best store San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all-lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplace, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Elements Day Spa, located inside the hotel, offers individual and couples packages with treatments inspired by Tahoe's nature. The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa, located close to all South Lake Tahoe summer and winter activities. Perfect for individual and group getaways to the lake and mountains. No added resort fees here. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com.
Just minutes from LAX, the Lum Hotel offers travelers a comfortable and convenient stay in an exciting neighborhood. Its prime location provides easy access to major attractions such as SoFi Stadium, Hollywood Park, and the future home of the LA Clippers. You'll enjoy a fitness center, resort-style pool, and rooftop bar. The perfect spot for dining after a game, enjoying craft cocktails before a concert, or just having a casual dinner. The Lum Hotel just recently opened, so book your reservations now at lumhotel.com. That's L-U-M hotel.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101 one more time. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with my co-host Mike McDowd and our special guest Kent Justice. Second trivia question: who is the only cornerback to win the Super Bowl MVP? Anyone?
I can take a guess. And the name escapes me, but I'm thinking this was actually a defensive player for the Dallas Cowboys when they lost the Super Bowl. Last name Scott?
No, you're thinking of Chuck Howley?
Maybe.
Or because Jake Scott played for the Dolphins. Chuck Howley was, but he wasn't a cornerback. He was a, a safety. But that because that would have been a good guess. That's what I would have guessed. No, it was Larry Brown.
Raider fan would have said it should have been in Super Bowl 18, Mike Haynes and Lester Hayes winning the MVP. They were a heck of a lot more important than a long run by Marcus Allen. Okay, back to you.
Good point. Mr. Stickum, Lester Hayes, yes.
Right, exactly.
I would have said Lester Hayes, but that's true.
Yeah. No, Larry Brown of the Cowboys.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Larry Brown. He had a miserable career after that.
What's that?
He was terrible after that. After winning that award, yeah. I think he went in free agency, and he was just
– Yeah.
Good for him. Nice trophy to have.
Yeah, exactly. Well, sometimes the one and done. Sometimes these guys, too, they get such a big contract. I don't know if his is the case, but sometimes they get such a big contract. It just – you know, it kind of takes the edge off. It's like, oh yeah, I just made $100 million. You know, it's like, okay, well, I love football. I'll play, but I don't really want to get hurt, you know, because it doesn't
business
matter.
Business decisions. Isn't that right? Yeah. Business decisions.
Yeah. That's why everybody should start off at like, you know, $100,000 a year. And then you get all these big bonuses. If you make a tackle or you do this or that.
Team owners are going to buy into this one really quick. Yes, every player can only make $100,000.
Well, yeah, because what happens, you know, if you get hurt, then I mean that part's kind of tough because I think the average is like 3.5 years in the NFL. Unless you're George Blanda, then you know that breaks all the records there. Go ahead, Mike. You were going to ask a question over our friend Kent.
Well, I mean, it's an interesting question if you like the NFL. First of all, before the question, just a quick reminder, Rams-Vikings last night, and Ken can comment on this. He saw the game. Boy, what the Rams did to the Vikings, really, really tough stuff. Sam Darnold was, what did you say? He was sacked 11 times. 11 times. Excuse me. 1-1.
I think it was 9 times.
1-1. 11.
Wow. 11. Wow. For some reason I thought
who
it was 9.
Who does that?
Yeah. I mean, so is that all on his offensive line?
Me, that's
is his
the game.
Line that bad or is that on him?
But I think it's
that's
both.
A great question.
He doesn't know how to move. He couldn't move quickly enough. But also on the Lions the week before, he was pretty bad too. But
he
only lost 4 games. 2 against the Rams and 2 against the Lions.
So his two worst games were his last 2 games of the season. They feel like they're going to move on from Sam Darnold now, despite him having a very good year. But his last 2 games were his worst, like 51.3% passing completion percentage. Horrible. Just bad. And speaking of bad, this is a great transition. Perfect segue. Pardon me, but Kent Justice and myself were in Jacksonville, and there's a football team here, professional football team, and we're going to get straight to it.
Semi-professional.
How does the guy who's in charge of the team, I'm not talking about the owner, I'm talking about Mr. Nine Lives himself, Trent Baalke, how does this man have his job Go ahead.
Maybe he's dating the owner's daughter.
I don't think that's worked for some people at sports executives, of course. But no, that's the big question. So Doug Peterson, Super Bowl winning coach with the Eagles, had some success early on that first season, halfway through the second season with the Jaguars, looked like they're all going in the right direction. And then this year was just a disaster. A lot of the fans at the end of the season, the last home game, they didn't pay to send up the plane with the banner that said, get rid of Doug Peterson. It was fire Trent Baalke, fire Trent Baalke. And of course, Baalke stays and the coach goes. It's really something because, a lot of ways this is similar to what happened with the 49ers when Baalke was there. You had maybe some early success, but there's not continuing success in player development or drafting the right guys or re-signing players you want to keep or in free agency. So I think the Jaguars head coaching job is something that is going to be sought after by some of the top head coach candidates who are out there because of Trevor Lawrence. But in general, I think a lot of people got to be going, what am I going to get if I'm going into this organization that really hasn't had much success for a long time? And Trent Baalke is still the general manager.
And furthermore, Ken and Edward, I was at the one of the local Cracker Barrel restaurants, one of the all-time great restaurants. And it was great when the gal checks me out. We start talking about the Jaguars. Oh, yeah, I'm a Jags fan. And she's a nice lady. She's like, you know what? That Trevor Lawrence is so overrated. You can just tell. I watch him in warms. He can't throw the long ball. And I'm going, you know, she may be just spot on. Is Trevor Lawrence really the guy? Because Doug Peterson, I don't think, was a problem. I think this team is just not good from many positions on this club. Is that a fair analysis?
Maybe they can get Mark Brunell back.
Well, certainly if Ben Johnson were to take the job, maybe he'd bring the quarterback's coach from the Detroit Lions along with him, Mark Brunell.
Oh, well, that's true. Mark Brunell.
But a uniform back on him, though.
It's something that a lot of people, especially the diehard fans, they've started wondering, gosh, where is the problem? Does it start at the top? Does it start at the owner? Shad Khan is the owner of the Jaguars, and he's owned the team more than a decade now. The economics of sports is what you guys talk about. He's made investments. He's got a public-private partnership to rebuild the stadium over the next 3 years. 2028, they'll be playing in essentially a brand new stadium. But so many people are like, the problems have to start somewhere. Does it start at the top? And of course, the fans, as I was just mentioning, certainly think it starts at the general manager's office and works down.
You know, I heard Joe Namath is available, and I know he does those Medicare commercials now. He's what, about 80? But
he sure does. Yeah, maybe Sam Elliott had come along as his, offensive coordinator, because he's doing those commercials right after Joe.
And Tom Selleck, is right. Also
Tom Selleck. Yeah,
are we aging ourselves a little bit here?
He could be the defensive coordinator.
That's true.
Tom Selleck. Do you know Tom Selleck at one point lived in Ponte Vedra?
No, I didn't know that. Neighbors?
Yeah, he did.
Were you neighbors?
He bought a house for his mom down in Sawgrass. And back in the day, people would see Tom driving around and a real nice guy. But yeah, he bought his mom a house here. So he was here quite a bit.
Is it Bonaventure?
Ponte Vedra, Florida. Oh. Florida. Bonaventure, sure.
Boy, my ears. I got to stick the towel in and go.
Yeah.
TPC Sawgrass, the famous golf tournament.
I was just going to say that, with all the fires going on in LA LA moving to Arizona for didn't affect them at all. They still had home field advantage, so to speak.
Yeah. Rams looked every bit the 13 win team or 14 win team, and the Vikings looked like the guys who just barely squeaked into the playoffs. So
I don't think the Rams are going to go farther though. They look good against the Vikings, but I don't know. Stafford's just kind of not. I mean, sometimes you just kind of sense the guy is just not going to do it. Go ahead, Mike.
Gentlemen, I know this game will air before this show will air before Monday. What's happening on Monday? The biggest game known to mankind. Kent is a big fan of
the Ohio State.
Yeah, that's right. And you didn't even go there. I mean, most Ohio State. Now you didn't have a son. I know your son was born there in Columbus.
Sure.
So I'm not going to offend you. He didn't go to Ohio State, but boy, Ohio State—they're very prideful. They're wow. I love them.
Yeah.
So the Fighting Irish, Ohio State. I mean,
it's going to be a game.
Ken and I talked about it. I mean, listen, Ohio State is a team right now that's playing the super hot football. But Ken, I think I know you're going with. Of course, I know. But your thoughts on Notre Dame and Ohio State?
You love the Golden Domes over there, Mike. Is that what I'm hearing?
I do. I'm rooting.
I've always been a Notre Dame fan.
I can't blame you there. And please don't blame me for being an Ohio State fan. You grew up San Francisco area. I mean, I was cheering in those days for Stanford because they had John Elway, or, you know, Cal because they were close by or whatever. The first big college football game I went to, early 90s, at the Rose Bowl, UCLA hosting Nebraska. They're both in the top 10. Yeah. And it was a boring game. The stadium was not filled. Half the stadium was in Cornhusker red. I was not impressed. The first year I was in Columbus, Ohio, 1999, just so happens, first game of the season, a night game at the Shoe, UCLA at Ohio State. A friend asked me to come. We're in the nosebleed seats. We're in C deck. And nobody sat down the entire game. Neither of those teams are very good in 1999, by the way. Nobody sat down. Nobody dared wear UCLA colors. And that place was full, 100,000 plus. And I went, okay. Wait, I missed it. That game at UCLA. That's not what this is. This Big Ten football thing was something. And the next year I got to attend a Michigan at Ohio State game. I'm like, okay, this is compelling, especially for sports fans. I brought a guy who was visiting from South Africa. Kent, I want to experience everything American sports. I take him to the Ohio State Michigan game. 30 minutes before the game, boos are raining down on the field. He's like, what happened? They're not even playing. I said, the Michigan band came in and they're booing the heck out of them. Anyway, so.
You know, the last time I rooted for Stanford was when Jim Plunkett was in the Rose Bowl.
No kidding.
Back a ways, yeah.
That's going back. Is that 1972, 70?
1970. Yeah. Then he gets drafted by the Boston Patriots. Hey, are you guys ready for our last trivia question? I tell you, it goes fast. All right, here we
go. Weren't they the Indians?
What's that?
Stanford Indians.
Stanford Indians. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
And in 5 seconds, I feel the same way about South Bend. Kent, just let you know. I mean, nothing like it. I'm sorry, but if you haven't been there, we'll go.
Yeah, let's.
If you want to go to Indiana, you're there.
Okay. Edward, let's go.
Let's go. Okay. Actually, you know what? My daughter's now in Cincinnati, so that's not too far away, I guess. Okay. What is the top-selling Blizzard flavor at Dairy Queen? Figured you got to throw a little food question in here, all right?
Good one.
What is the top-selling Blizzard flavor at Dairy Queen? All right, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back with some closing comments.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy.
The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell and our special guest, Kent Justice. Third trivia question, what is the top-selling Blizzard flavor at Dairy Queen? Go ahead. Anyone?
I don't know the answer, but I know I want one now. Now that you mentioned it, I need me a Blizzard. Right now.
Yep. I got. Go I'm going to go with the, I love Blizzards. Brownie Blizzard?
Nope, Oreo.
Oreo.
Blizzard, yes.
Couldn't go wrong with either of those.
So, Mike, you were going to ask Kent one last question about him.
Yeah, listen, I really want to thank our terrific guest, Kent Justice, a super guy, great guy, talented, does it all. Kent, you're a busy man from top to bottom. You do a couple shows yourself. Plug those shows. Tell people where we can find you.
Yeah, thank you for asking. So I cover politics for our TV station here in Jacksonville. And so, matter of fact, I'll be covering the inauguration this weekend and some of those events. We do a live Sunday morning show that's politics. And usually we focus on Northeast Florida, Southeast Georgia, but we also do on a national scale as well. That's called This Week in Jacksonville. And that's available. We've got a streaming service for News 4, the number 4 Jax. It's also available on our webpage, which is newsforjax.com. I also do a podcast that comes out once a week that is about economic growth and development. And really, one of our upcoming episodes is about that drive for sports in Jacksonville and the area and the impact that it makes. Because so many people, if you're not a sports fan, you're like, why is my city spending all this money on a sports team, especially the Jaguars, that doesn't win? We're getting into that. There's obviously a big economic impact for cities that invest in sports, but there's a price tag to it as well. So that's called This Week in Jacksonville Business Edition, and you can find that anywhere you get podcasts.
Like Tampa Bay, you know, you got to get for the Rays, you got to get more than 11,000 or 1,000 right. people. Okay, hey, are you ready for our thoughts of the day? And it's interesting because you do financial advising. So I did some financial planning, and it looks like I can retire at 97 and live comfortably for about 11 minutes, right?
Perfect.
And I hate it when Walmart doesn't have what I need, and I have to go home, change out of my pajamas, take a shower so I can go to Target. Don't you hate that? All right, audience, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Ken. Go Irish.